How has your relationship with Jesus grown over the last year and a half?
Well, it has grown tremendously. I would say more than anything else, the friendship of Jesus means more to me than it ever has. And it's always meant a lot to me. When I came to Christ, I first heard the gospel when I was 14 or 15, came to faith in Christ when I was 15, grew up in a non-Christian home. My dad was a tavern owner, and never heard the gospel, never went to church. But when I came to Christ, I sensed the real presence of Jesus, and he transformed my life. And that's been true over the years that I have sensed his closeness and his friendship. But since Nancy, who was my best friend in the human realm, of course, Jesus is human and divine, both, but his words in John 15, I no longer call you servants, I call you friends. Because a servant doesn't always know what the master's planning because he doesn't always tell him. But I'm going to tell you. I'm going to confide in you. And there's an intimacy and a closeness in that. He wants to call us friends. Had we come up with that idea, it would be blasphemy. You call yourself a friend of Jesus, the God of the universe, before whom all people should fall down on their face, and we will. But yeah, he calls us friends. And I tell you, Rush, I walk into my house and out of my house, and every day I think of the presence of Jesus. I've thought of the presence of Jesus. He's with me right now. He's with you right now. He's with anyone at whatever time they're listening to this. He is there. He not only indwells believers, he surrounds us. He's above us, he's under us, he's beside us. Every preposition you can come up with in a relationship to us. That's the greatest growth and comfort that I've experienced, is the closeness of Jesus and the reassurance that Nancy is with her best friend, and my best friend is with me. And then one day, all three of us will be together.